This month's podcast features a conversation with Crystal Seawood and Tikhira, a teacher and student respectively at JFY Network's partner school, Kingsman Academy Public Charter School in Washington, D.C. As they discuss life before the school shutdown was implemented.
Class, it was good. It was okay. But now, in quarantine, it's like any day. Go back in the school building and stuff.
How students may actually be more focused working in the online model.
Because again, I think once you remove all of those physical, sometimes what can be, physical barriers in school, kids are just able to really focus on the learning.
And what a perfect educational world might look like for at least some students and teachers.
If there was a way to have some like hybrid model between virtual and physical, maybe like going to school 2 days a week for my introverted self, that would be sufficient.
This podcast was created by JFY Networks, a Boston-based nonprofit provider of online learning programs to schools, students, and parents. JFY's individualized self-paced curriculum help raise individual and school performance measures by maintaining grade-level skills and combating learning loss. JFY provides online ELA and math curricula aligned to state and college standards from grade 5 through high school, with personal support online and via telephone from friendly learning specialists like yours truly. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham. Kingsman Academy Public Charter School is an open enrollment school that welcomes all students into a comfortable, therapeutic environment with personal attention and multi-tiered behavioral and academic supports. Over multiple years, the school has been redesigned from the ground up, bringing in evidence-based research strategies from inside and outside of education to rebuild Kingsman Academy around the students they serve. Redesigned learning spaces, restorative practices, project-based learning, customized technology platforms, and personalized competency-based education are all ideas that come to life at Kingsman Academy to better serve their students. Due to the current pandemic, the school has been forced to operate remotely for this academic year. An online version of the school presents new challenges to a diverse population of students who already face many challenges related not just to their education, but life itself. However, many students and teachers are finding great success using this model. And our conversation this month with teacher Crystal Seawood and her student Tikhira focused on the educational accomplishments achieved. The podcast also welcomed JFY Learning Specialist Joan Reisman as part of our conversation.
So, Tikhira, do you want to start by just telling us about yourself, who you are, things you like to do, hobbies, anything that you like?
I'm 17 years old. I like drawing and coloring, mainly coloring adult books. Such as this one right here. This first one, it's called The Peaceful Garden, and it really just shows like gardening things for people, I guess. And I'm working on the first one, but I finished two of them, and I have more, but I don't know where they're at. So, with drawing, like inspiration from other people drawing too. So that's really much it.
Okay. And you've been a student at Kingsman Academy for how long?
6 years.
How would you say school was before you went online? So a year ago everything kind of shut down. So before that, how was school for you? What was school like? What were your typical days like?
Usually I would hang out with my friends with breakfast, and then we do the same thing for lunch, but we just go to the music room. And I would learn how to play the guitar and the electric one while they would sit there playing on the drums and stuff. But class, it was good. It was okay. But now, in quarantine, it's like I need to go back in the school building and stuff.
And you're getting a lot of work done online. How is that working out for you?
It's working out good because, you know, I use my phone to help me out sometimes.
And how, so you, how much, are you spending more time working on like the online programs than you would have necessarily spent working on stuff for school when you were there in person?
No, I would do the same thing, but I would just ask for help too. So yeah.
So were you this diligent when you were there in person getting this much work done?
Mm-hmm. It's whenever I would do work, I would either chill out or see if other kids need help with their work.
So your teacher, Miss Seawood, just made a face when you said that. So I'm going to ask her, do you think Takari is doing a little bit more work now online than she was when she was there in person?
I think Takira is doing significantly more work online. And I think she has always had the instinct to be really focused on her work. However, online school has kind of removed all of those physical markers of schooling. So the social interactions, bathroom breaks, going to different school-wide functions and things like that. And online, kids are just really able to focus on the assignments and close their computers and go back to sleep, right? So Takira has really just been powering through so much work. And Takira, I quote, "I think you tell me a lot. I don't have anything else to do." So when she isn't in a school building all day, and she's mostly now investing that time in her schoolwork only, she's definitely getting a lot more done. And I think, in my opinion, do you think that's an accurate statement, Takira?
Yes, because it's true.
Can you elaborate more about why it's true for you?
Because I guess when you were in school, we could show you the work that we did and ask you for help. But then now that it's on computer and online, it's just we can just show our screen and then show you what we did and ask for help still. But I guess when it was school, we really didn't have that much work. But I guess since it was school, and we have since quarantine, we have a lot of time on our hands. So I guess I use all that time doing my work and helping others out sometimes too.
So you're more focused on you now? You can focus more on your work and what you have to do now?
Mm-hmm.
Is it easier kind of knowing that you're self-paced, meaning, okay, as soon as I finish this, I know I've got something else to do. And instead of, just going at the same pace as everybody else, you can work at whatever pace you want to work at. Does that make it easier?
Yeah, because with Miss Seawood class, I'll go, if I have, if I started on an article in Miss Abraham class, I'll finish it in her class and then go towards math on math space and do my work there.
It's got to be challenging for you because you've got all these different students doing all different things and you're meeting with them online as well. How is that going for you?
Well, actually, I found online school to be quite refreshing because, again, I think once you remove all of those physical, sometimes what can be, I think, physical barriers in school, kids are just able to really focus on the learning. And I found that since we've been able to focus on learning only, well, granted, I do think that they're finding other ways to still be social, so which I'm grateful to see, but it hasn't really been as challenging for us because we've modified our schedule. So I do know that other students are maybe experiencing challenges because the schedule, even my own kids are kind of struggling this week as they implemented a hybrid learning model. They have to get up earlier and the school day is looking more like a school day as if they were in a physical building. But at Kingsman, we modified the student schedules. We reduced class time to 30 minutes. We give them 15 minutes break in between classes. And usually by 1 o'clock, they're done with school for the day. So I found them to be really incredibly less resistant in class. And it's just really going smoothly for us. We have a unique student population with with needs that not particularly not like, I guess, a traditional school model would be able to meet. And so our students are very independent and have varying schedules. So our model provides them, still gives them accessibility to kind of manipulate time in a way that they need to be manipulated. So we have frequent check-ins, and every student can really work at their own pace. So I think we found success in that as well, and that the virtual school model has given us more ability to implement more so like independent competency-based learning.
And I'm guessing that a lot of your students have responsibilities outside of school, like between jobs and...
Yes, a lot of our students are working, are parents. And so they really need to be able to manipulate time throughout the day. And our school model, it makes that really accessible.
Joan, can you talk about how you're setting up the tasks for the students and keeping up
with... I can hardly keep up. You guys do so much work. You keep me busy, which is great.
Mainly Shakira.
Yes. I look at your group and I always see, okay, one out of, I was like, I know who that is. We're relating the curriculum to the educational functioning levels. So Ms. Kelly wanted us to focus the curriculum on how this, what would take the skills the students would need to progress to the next level. And that's what I have been working on. So I come up with structures and I look at the areas that are needed for that particular level. And I draw across the grades within that structure to create the topics, say fractions, there's fractions on different levels, but there's, you know, we're taking it beyond just what they might have. Just say you were in eighth grade, you know, more than, it's more of a holistic concept, sort of like if you were in adult education, which I think works well for your population because, you know, you have a lot of people, you don't have always the typical student, you have students that have a lot of other things going on in their lives. And hopefully this is a more streamlined way of absorbing learning. And I make the tasks, I try and make a mixture of things, and I try and take things that I think will be, pick the topics that are more relevant. If I feel the concept a little more difficult, since they're doing this and it's not with a textbook, it's not a regular math class, I sometimes make them a little bit longer as well than I normally would assignment that was just a supplement to an hour's worth of a math class or something.
And Ms. Seawood, you meet with the students not just for math, but you also have support for students and meeting for students during the week as well. Can you talk about those meetings a little bit?
Sure. So I have one student, well, actually two students who work full time, and we usually have check-ins one day of the week. In the middle of the week, we meet for however long that they need to meet. And what works well for them is I provide them with a checklist. We track progress. We see areas of improvement, clarify any points of confusion, and develop another plan for the next week. So what I found is the role that I have tried to be this year for students is, my motto is always like, I don't want to stress you out. So I don't assign homework at all. And I really try to be very flexible to meet their needs, while still having high expectations for achievement. But I do think that there can be more flexibility when it comes to having students achieve. You know, I'm not trying to police them in a sense.
And having students work kind of at a self-paced,
mm-hmm.
probably really helps that, because it takes some of the pressure off.
And what's also been helpful since going online, there's been much more synchronicity between teachers, school, parents, and students. So that's been really helpful. as to have a better relationship with parents.
One more question for you. So if you could say, what if you have one favorite thing about Kingsman Academy Charter School, what would you say it is?
Helpful.
And how so?
Well, because most schools, they work on the grades, and like one time before quarantine, one of the teachers was saying how at a regular school, it works, focus on like just the grade level, and then it gives you the grade work. And like if you're like in ninth grade and you're working on 12th grade level, they'll just give you eighth grade. But here, like if you're on, same thing, if you're on if you're in eighth grade and you're working on 12th grade level, you can work on the 12th grade level.
So that's self-paced, and it really helps to motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I'm sure you're looking forward to getting back in the building, though.
Yes.
I am. My introverted self says no. Oh, I feel like I have blossomed from the roots this year. But no, I do think if there was a way to have some like hybrid model between virtual and physical, maybe like going to school 2 days a week for my introverted self, that would be sufficient.
We would like to sincerely thank Crystal Seawood, Takira, and Joan Reisman for joining us on this month's podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please navigate to our website, jfynet.org, which features a wealth of commentary, dialogue, and free scholastic resources, including this monthly podcast, which support all educational communities. Thank you for joining us. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham.